Hey, it's Carmen.
Carmen.
And this is I Might Be Wrong.
I Might Be Wrong.
This one's funny. Deep throat. I mean, I don't really know if there's like a technical term, but I'm pretty sure it's like someone has a deep throat. They can fit large objects down their throat without gagging or like puking or anything like that. And you know, there's a lot of movies named after deep throat and stuff like that. So I don't know how any other way to describe this, but yeah, deep throat is when pretty much, well, I mean, I guess gay guys can have them too, but girls are known for having deep throats. But I might be wrong.
Got a girl from the south side.
Do you know anything about deep throat now?
I mean,
if I said to you deep throat,
as a movie as about a porn star.
No. Deep throat has a significance to the presidency.
Oh, what?
Spanish, do you know?
Our president should not.
I believe, wasn't the deep throat the name of a spy? That was his cover name? Something like that?
No, but you're on the right line.
Cover name.
The cover name, definitely.
Yeah, I guess you could... Not a spy. Well, I don't know. If you're giving information...
An informant?
Yeah.
Yes, an informant. Somebody was leaking information from the White House during the Nixon Watergate stuff.
That is all I know, is that Deep Throat was just the cover name of some type of scandal.
Who
some
was person. Deep Throat?
I don't. They revealed them in like the last 10 years. That was like a more recent, right?
Yeah.
I do not know.
I don't remember either. There was a guy... For a while, they questioned whether or not it was Diane Sawyer, the news reporter, because she was an intern
really?
At the time, and they believed that she had come across some information and didn't know what to do with it and was leaking the information, but she immediately said it wasn't her.
That would freak me out.
Your version of deep throat is boring. Let's
yes,
talk about mine.
I agree with you, Carmen. I agree with you 100%. Yours is the better deep throat. Yeah. You're the best deep throat, Carmen. Look there. Joe's
yeah,
got
Linda
the...
Lovelace.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, Deep Throat, the movie, was about a woman who... For some reason, had her clitoris in her throat,
what?
And that's why she could not receive any sexual satisfaction during sex, but can do it by that. Yeah,
best
now that lady
for a movie ever.
Now that lady over there, okay, that lady was interesting to me. She was like in her 40s, and she was Linda Lovelace's friend in the movie. And had you ever seen her in any other movies before?
I don't know who you're talking about.
The Joe, go back if you can to the lady that's not Linda Lovelace, the other lady in the movie. Her.
Okay.
Okay. So she's pretty wild in this movie. Had you ever seen her before?
No.
She's not your typical looking porn star.
Right.
Right. So that much like John Heffron went on Google and found Ozone, I went on Google and looked up this woman.
Okay.
So this woman was a dancer and a Broadway actress. Who had hit hard times and was told to try and do porno. And then she did it and then spent the rest of her life trying to hide it. And she ended up dying like a crazy woman.
Oh, boy.
Trying to hide it. I know. Porno either.
Rough go.
No one's done a porn career and been like, oh, this is Ron Jeremy. He's the only one who had a porn career and is
right,
happy
yeah.
with his life.
But even him, you still, like, behind his eyes, there's something there. There's a tinge of sadness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a weird old man and stuff. But Jenna Jameson, you thought, wow, she really... It'd become the first, like, crossover.
Yeah.
People, like...
She was the first millionaire.
Yeah, and girls were like, oh, she's my hero and this and that and everything. But now you look at her and you go, woohoo.
Yeah. Drugs get in there. Yeah. That's why. That's
Tito Ortiz.
I don't think Tito is the problem. I think the drugs
are
the problem.
That's part of that whole thing.
What is Tito's nationality?
I think he's Mexican, isn't he?
Because I want to say so bad how much he looks like a monkey, but I'm very afraid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks like I used to have a monkey doll when I was a kid that the thumb would go in the mouth.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Monchichi, but it was very similar, and Tito looks just like it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, hello, breastfeeding.
Still pretty.
Yeah, but she's got all those tattoos. I mean, she's trying to run from something.
Oh, poor Jenna Jameson.
She's still out there.
Yeah.
His father is of Mexican descent, and his mother was born in Hawaii.
Okay. Well, he looks just like a monkey.
Okay.
And I can say that now.
There you go.
You don't think he does? Look at his head.
Oh, he totally does.
Yeah. I want to put his thumb in his mouth. She didn't get the tattoos till after they broke up.
Yeah, after she officially went bananas. She's
bonkers. Still hot, though.
I always wonder, like, these hardcore porn actresses, when their kids eventually get to, like,
it's
eight,
out there.
Nine. Yeah, you know.
So we have a friend on the show who is also a webcam girl. And I asked that same question to that person on one of our cruises. I said, listen, since we're here, I got to ask you this question. You got kids, and they're of the age of people who look up porn. Mm-hmm. Are you? And she's like, no, like, they know. And she's like, they know. She doesn't do anything crazy. She just says stuff by herself, and they know. And she does it as, like, a business. And they know that what she's doing is, like, a business. I said, how are they? She goes, one of them hates it, and the other don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
If she was doing more hard? Because I know, like,
that's the thing. If you're in one of those or a bunch of those movies where you're doing till your eyes are watering.
Yeah,
that's something you don't ever want your kids to see. Or how about the pregnant ladies that do it?
Yeah, I don't like that
either. Yeah, I'm like, come on.
Right.
But here's the other thing.
I was in there trying to take a nap.
I don't know how old her kids are or whatever, but once you get into junior high or high school, whatever, hey, saw your mom.
Right. You know what I mean?
That's brutal.
That's how people get beat up. Yeah.
Is that what happened, Spanish?
I mean, yeah, well, not for me.
All right, it is, what time is it? 8:07.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Thursday, but it's time to check in with Galvin. He's got a brand new open letter. Here we go.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that are giving money to those people that sank their boat. Dear people that are giving money to those people that sank their boat, seriously, if you haven't heard the story, there's a couple in their 20s that sold everything they owned and bought a boat to sail around in, because that was their dream. Second day in, they smashed the boat and sank it. I get that you're trying to do the right thing, but guess what? You're not. You think, I'm a good person, I can do my part to help, but you have to understand, these idiots tried to sail a boat that was too small for conditions, with no sailing experience, no insurance, and a small dog on board. So when you give them money for a new boat, you're basically giving them money to murder a dog. It's true. Follow the money trail, and it leads to you, a person that helped kill the dog. Feel good about yourself now, Mr. and Mrs. Helper? I didn't think so. But it's their dream. Yeah, great. Everyone has a dream. I have a dream where I want to live in a chocolate factory with Penelope Cruz and Gal Gadot. And we sleep on a bed of marshmallows.
I'll give you money for that.
But guess what? I'm an adult and a productive member of society. So instead of doing that, I have a job and I pay taxes. So what happens when Dumb and Dumber smash their boat? They do what any other goon does that screws up their own life and can't fix it. These jerk-offs decide to digitally panhandle from the rest of society by setting up a GoFundMe account. And some of you morons have helped them already raise over $15,000. Why? Let's make one thing perfectly clear. Let's not confuse helping our fellow man with rewarding stupidity. If you want to help someone, find a kid who through no fault of their own is having a rough life and help them. Because I promise you, if this couple, the opposite of Lewis and Clark personified, gets another boat and sets off on sail around the world again, I'm going to Hulk smash a big hole in that one, too. And you better believe I'm going to steal that goddamn dog. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that are giving money to those people that sank their boat.
You want to know something funny?
What? You didn't give money.
No.
Okay.
What?
We almost had them in studio today.
Oh, really?
And I wasn't going to tell you who they were, and I was going to see if you can guess who they were once we brought them in. Spanish and Gio had been talking to them, and we almost, what happened? Do we know?
They just flaked out.
They got 14 grand now. They don't need us anymore.
Over 15.
They got their boat out of the water yesterday, and then they were talking about leaving town. No.
They're idiots.
I was going to have them come in here, and then I was going to have Spanish throw water on them so they can reenact what it was like to sink.
Yeah.
Dum-dums.
I just don't understand people that are giving them money. Like I said, you want to help?
You
want to help fellow man? Do it. That's fine, whatever. But these people are idiots that don't deserve it.
You want to know who it is?
Who?
It's everybody who said, "Man, I wish I can quit my job and live on a sailboat. Give them $10 or give them, you know, whatever.
What's so bad about having a job? Making money like everybody else.
Have a plan. Have an exit plan.
I mean, come on.
Oh, you're asking. You're asking the wrong person on the wrong day with Carmen.
I guess you're right.
You gotta wake up. Can't eat pizza. You can't cry.
You gotta put clothes on. You gotta
blow your mind on what you thought Deep Throat was. Worst job ever.
I don't like it.
Who's on the hotline, Carmen?
That would be Dr. Urshan.
Oh, the great Dr. Urshan. How you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Hey, good morning, Galvin, Spanish, Carmen, Mike. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Super fun working with your whole team. Amazing watching you guys go through this 40-day life transformation.
Let me give you an update. So I started this Monday was a week. So what are we on Thursday? So 7, 8, 9, 10 days, 19 pounds.
Damn.
Okay. Good going. Great start out of the gate.
I don't like the way you said okay. You didn't sound amazed by my okay. You were like, okay.
Can we get a hip hip hooray or something?
Well, I heard in his voice. I've heard people done better.
Yeah,
that's all I heard.
Well, it's tough to keep up with Carmen. Imagine Carmen on her little petite frame, but Carmen goes to the program 21, 22 pounds in 31 days.
Yeah.
And super proud of her. You know, she just dug in, did the program the right way, and really it's patient participation.
I almost got you beat in less time. By Friday, I will have 21 pounds done for sure.
My goal was 21 pounds.
Okay.
I reached my
goal. So I'm going to reach your goal in half the time.
Yeah,
so
but if you go body mass to body mass.
Okay, I don't need you to bring science into this.
Hooray!
Thank you, Spanish.
Hooray!
No, that was for me.
Oh. Doc, I did cheat last Friday before I went to Billy Joel. Let me lay this out.
Deep fried.
I'm at the fantastic restaurant that one day maybe we can go to called Chena in downtown Tampa. It's in Channelside.
Okay.
So they bring out all this great Italian food. Now I'm eating a steak because I have that on my dinner to eat that day. And a steak with vegetables and nothing else. And everybody else is eating all these fancy Italian dishes. And then afterwards, there's dessert. And then we know the chef, so he's bringing out more food. And, so one of their signature appetizers is a fried olive. It's a tiny little olive. It's like the size of an eyeball.
Did you hear Dr. Urshan when you said a fried olive?
Yeah, well, I ate the goddamn fried olive, and it's history, okay? I got it out of the way.
It still hurts like it's fresh.
Yeah, and...
still not on the diet.
But now I've been back. Other than that fried olive, I haven't cheated, and I feel wonderful.
All right, Mike, you grind. You get us to 50 pounds. In Spanish, I want to say thank you to you. Ryan is a fireman from Hillsborough County. Ran into you several months ago. Was very impressed with not just your results of the weight loss, but really creating permanency, keeping the weight off. But here he is. He's transitioned out of our program. It's a pretty amazing story. He's 56 years of age, kind of a smaller guy, probably not the biggest guy
like Spanish,
in the locker room. Yeah, loses 41 pounds.
Oh, wow.
But just amazing. He's floored as the way he feels, but his body, the way he's sleeping, the way he's resting, his level of energy. And so he was in actually yesterday about 3 or 4 months out of the program, so I had a chance to sit down and meet with him, but he mentioned your name, Spanish, 3-4 times. So
perfect.
I appreciate all of you just being an advocate for this 40-day life-changing process.
Yeah, listen, I enjoyed it the first round that I did, and then holidays kind of screwed me up a little bit, but now I'm leaving for vacation in March. I want to be as thin as possible before I go. I want traveling to be more comfortable. I want and you point out, I can't say it enough, as a guy who's 46 years old, the number one benefit besides the health and weight loss is the amount of energy that I have. I have not napped one time since I've been on this diet. I'm tired now because I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But seriously, during the day, usually by the time I get out of here, I'm useless. And now I have a full productive day because I feel so much better. And that is completely because my diet changed. So thank you. I actually have an appointment today that I'm going in the Largo office, and where there's, don't try to mess around with the Largo office. There's a military chick over there, and she's not taking any of your garbage. Yeah. But
yeah, Dr. Leanne, 12 years in the Marines. She's a pretty tough doctor.
I have to tell you, I'm a happy fat guy. I've got a great job. I've got a beautiful wife, and I'm I'm just genuinely lazy. So if you're thinking, oh, I can't do it, I am the guy who has the least incentive to do it. I'm already there. I already got the hot chick. I already got the good life. So I'm not trying to do it, but you got to do it to get healthy. And that's why I can't say enough about it. Doc, you know, I have never agreed. I've been offered so much money, and I have never agreed to do any weight loss program endorsement because I won't do something that I'm not actually doing. I can't tell my listeners to go try something that I don't know anything about. And I agreed to do this because I saw Carmen's success. I saw success of some of the other sales ladies in the building who were doing it. And I was like, this is something that looks like it actually works. The last one I did was in the 90s where they gave you this magic potion where you drink it before you go to bed and you lose weight while you sleep. And I'm on the air telling people, and you're losing weight while you sleep. And I gained like 40 pounds during the campaign. So that was the last time I said, I'll never do that again. I'll never tell listeners something that isn't true. And I've stuck to that. So down here it is, 19 pounds in less than 2 weeks. If you want to do it, getthintampa.com, make your appointment and get in there and see Dr. Urshan. As you can hear, great dude, easy to talk to, and he'll give you a cell phone number. You got a question? Text him. I'm like, Doc, can I eat salmon? He's like, no, dummy, read the material. No salmon. Doc, thank you. It's great to talk to you. And one more thing I want to do. Before you went away on your trip a couple months ago, we had talked about doing the idea of a contest, and Galvin and I went out and found two fat guys that we like, and we'd like to see if we could do a contest where we get them on the program and we give them the 40 days. And really, I'm doing it, but I'm also life coaching this guy, and Galvin's life coaching that guy, and Galvin and I are very competitive, and we could turn it into a contest and see who could lose the most weight in the 40 days.
Yeah, by all means, let's launch that March 1st. I'm behind it 100%, and you and Galvin will go at it and get these guys through the 40-day program.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right.
I love it.
You and I have a good solid bet on this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, Doc, great to talk to you, and I'll talk to you when I'm approaching 50 pounds.
All right, you guys have a great day. Thanks for your time.
All right, good talking.
See you, Doctor. Bye.
He really is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a cool guy that you can just, and you can be honest with him. You'd be like, Doc, I got to tell you. I told him last time, I'm like, holidays, it's not that I got to go eat Christmas candy. It's the fact that I'm out every night at some sort of Christmas party or charity function or something, and it's just impossible to stick with it. And he was like, all right, get through the holidays and start over. I said, okay,
what's the feeling like when you have to tell him that you cheated? Because I didn't, so I wouldn't
know. You didn't know. You don't know what
that feels like. So I just want to know what that feels like.
It was almost as disappointing as when I said, hey, Doc, I lost 19 pounds, and he said, Carmen did a great job.
Yeah, right?
I did.
Awesome. All right, Galvin, get your fatty in line.
Yeah, oh, he's ready. Oh. He's emailed me and said, hey, what's going on? And I said, just hang in there. We're going to get it all straightened out. I said, we like to announce things before we have anything ready to go.
Right.
So we did that. I said, but be ready. We're going to do this. And I think he's very motivated.
I just texted him while you were talking to Dr. Urshan. So he's always ready. He's always
who?
His contestant.
Tommy. Oh.
Tom, yeah.
Well, how do you know him?
I feel like you guys are ganging up on me. No, absolutely not.
Why don't you two work together in teams? I got Carmen.
You got Carmen, yeah.
Oh, good, Carmen. You got the cheater on your team, and Galvin and I.
That's fine. Nobody is going to make you feel more guilty about cheating than Carmen.
That's
so
true.
If this guy's like, I'm thinking about eating pizza, talk to the pizza queen over there. And
she'll eat it all before he gets in.
Carmen's going to take all her clothes off and be like, do you want to look like this? Do you like the way this looks?
All right, I'll do that too.
Okay. Eat the pizza, and then you don't get to see this anymore.
And that's
man, I'd kill for some pizza, though, right now.
Right?
It's your fault because you said pizza this morning.
I don't bring it up.
If you missed it, Carmen cried at 6:30.
Yeah.
I said, what's wrong? You don't look happy. And she cried and said, I'm tired and I want pizza.
She said she just wants to go home, lay in bed, and eat pizza.
Yeah. It's not her period.
No.
She's not mad at Blaine. I don't think she's mad at us.
No.
No?
No, no, no.
She just wants to have a lady day.
Life is just hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Listen to me. What's so hard in your life? I can help you. I can help you with everything.
I'm just going through a lot right now.
What are you going through? Do you really have problems, or you just feel like things are bad?
I feel like they're bad.
But they're really good.
Yeah, like there's no like big issue. Like nothing's like wrong.
You may have a little bit of onset depression.
Maybe.
Oh my God. Poor pumpkin.
I don't know. It just sucks.
Spanish, you should be hugging her right now.
I'm afraid to even go over there, honestly. Like, she will flip on a moment, and I don't want any part of that. Yeah.
Do you know how powerful I feel that I could just say, Carmen, and you start crying?
I know.
I mean, I don't want you to cry, but it is a magic power that I have.
Yeah.
It's second only to I used to want to be able to have the secret power where I could look at people and make their hair fall out.
That's such a bad, that's such a mean power.
I know, but now if I could just look at you and make you cry.
Oh my God.
If I could look at a guy and I go, Anthony, what's your problem? You gonna be all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm fine.
You want me to beat somebody up for you?
No.
Right. I think if you asked, probably ask your wife, that's probably a sign of depression.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm probably a little depressed.
Why? Why? Know. You're young. Not, you're good looking.
There doesn't have to
you're
be a reason.
Great shape.
Depression doesn't have to be a reason.
Really?
She's not sad. Being sad about something is sad. Depression is she just has, some sort of maybe some sort of hormonal imbalance or some sort of brain chemical imbalance that she can't control.
Right.
Oh, I actually read a thing about depression. I think this may help. Carmen, stop being a pussy.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that right? That is that how you do it?
No. Dude. I don't think you did it, Doc.
That's how my mom would do it.
I tried.
I wish. Yeah. Yeah, that's how my daddy
handles
that.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
Everything all right with your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
That you want to go good. In the basement and work out? Listen to some Ted Nugent?
No.
You sure?
No, I honestly I don't know. I have no motivation though. Like literally, I'm gonna go home and go to bed.
Yeah,
until tomorrow.
Yep, you definitely have depression.
Yeah.
What? You're just gonna go be by yourself? No, Kenny or
Kenny will play outside. I mean, I don't know.
Well, this is about to get fun for Blaine.
Yeah. Well, good thing he's never home, so.
Oh, well. Oh, hold on. We might have just scratched the surface there.
No, he just started his new job.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And it's keeping him out longer than the other job.
Everything seemed to be fine the other day, but now he started his new job and you're having crying jags.
What is it called? Crying what?
Jags.
Jags.
Never heard that?
I never heard that either.
That's a thing. Crying jag or laughing jag? Yeah.
I thought you said quit crying, fag.
Listen, I feel like a loser. I don't know.
You're not a loser. Why are you a loser?
I don't know because I'm crying for no reason.
Just because I said I was going to hang out with Dinah this weekend.
Yes.
Oh. You're not going to be hanging out. You're going to be giving her a ride to the airport.
We're going to hang out. We got dinner plans.
We do. In the terminal, while she's waiting for her flight? Or?
No, I'm picking her up from the airport, not taking her to the airport.
All right. I thought you were taking her to the airport.
Picking her up from the airport so we could spend the weekend of bliss together.
I'm far more envious than I originally thought, so thank you very much.
And I would go to a Chili's or a Columbia restaurant in the airport terminal with her.
I wouldn't force you to do that, see, that's because much better than she is.
All right, well, Carmen.
Yes.
You want to go see Dr. Matt? We'll get you on some Lexapro, some something?
Something. I don't know. Anything to make me stop crying.
All right.
This is not fun.
You want me to call my wife so she can diagnose you?
What? Diagnose me with depression? I think we figured it out.
Okay.
I just,
you know what she's going to recommend for you?
What?
The pot.
Sleep.
Oh, the pot.
I know. Well, I can't smoke right now because of my cough.
Don't smoke.
Don't smoke.
Eat it.
Or edibles, yeah.
Eat it.
All right. Well, does someone know someone?
No.
No.
God, I don't know. I don't know. This just sucks.
All right, well, listen to me.
Sorry.
You're our little baby boo.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You sounded just as happy as Dr. Urshan did. We will help you. We will help you get through this.
Okay.
All right. You don't seem very confident in our ability.
I mean, it's going to pass. It's just, can it be done now?
Mm. Yeah.
It's a journey. Life's a journey, man. You gotta.
I just want to punch you.
Push you through.
Yeah,
you
should do that. Go with your feelings.
Sorry for trying to help out.
Don't make you feel better.
Don't bottle up your feelings.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock, TM Powell will be here. We're going to talk to him about the new Black Panther movie, which I don't know. I don't think that I would go see Black Panther in the movies.
Really?
Nah. I don't, not much for the going. It really has to be something big time to take me to get me to the theater.
I just want
to
see, because they're going to have all those special effects, and I don't really, watching it on the, I guess I don't have a TV as big as yours, but on the TVs at home, it's not the same as watching it, the CGI.
My TV's not that big, and I don't know, I could enjoy it on a small TV.
Yeah, I enjoy the big screen CGI stuff, because otherwise, squint, can't see stuff.
Not squint. I will, I don't know, if he comes in and says, you got to go see it tomorrow, then maybe I'll go see it tomorrow.
Okay.
But right now, I'm like, I'll see it either on the box or when it comes out or whatever.
Right.
But we'll find out what other movies you have coming out as well. And Talked to him about how he led me down the wrong road to believe that The Son of Crocodile Dundee was going to be a good movie instead of a bad commercial.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. It is Mike Caltas Show. I've got tickets to give away for Universal Mardi Gras. Universal Mardi Gras. Remember that guy? His voice has been going on forever. He's the same guy, I think, that goes, Zatarain's. Anything New Orleans, I get the same guy. We got tickets to give away for that. We'll play a game. We'll give those away next.
The Mike Caltas Show on 102.5 The Bone.